Rural Golden Valley, North Dakota man is back at work today. Well, you're going to be very interested in Jeff's story. His name is Jeff Gegelman. You'll be very interested to know that he's back at work after, well, he was shot and put an intruder in the hospital. He joins us now on KFGO from Beulah and from his Blumenhaus floral shop. Hello, Jeff.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Quite a story. When did this happen?
Sunday afternoon.
So what happened?
Well, I had three guys drive up in the yard, and they knocked on the door, and I was all alone, so I'm like, I ain't going to answer the door. And then they knocked and knocked and got back in the car and drove towards the Quonset. And I thought, well, they're going to take stuff out of the Quonset, so I went in the bedroom and got the pistol. But they just turned around and parked back in front of the house again. They came and knocked again, and then the guy comes in the house, and I was standing in the bathroom when he come in, and I just pointed the gun at him, and I says, I think you come in the wrong house today, and he just started shooting.
He started shooting at you?
Yeah.
What kind of gun did he have?
I think like a 38.
How old did they look?
Oh, they were young guys.
Oh, they were young guys?
Real young guys.
Did he say anything to you when you said
never said a word?
Never said a word.
Just started shooting.
And he got you once, right?
Well, he got me twice in the arm and once in the chest.
All right. Tell us about those. What happened?
Not much to tell. He just started. When I said that, he just started shooting.
What happened when you got? Where did you get shot?
Right below the nipple on the right side of the chest, and once on the inside of the right arm, and once on the outside of the right arm.
Wow. So he had time to get off a few shots before you, and then you shot back?
Yeah. Yep, I did.
So how many shots did you get off?
Well, the gun was empty, so I got 5 shots off. One was a dead dud in there.
And how many hit him?
One.
And you hit him in the back?
Yep.
Did he go down?
On his way out the door.
Did he go down?
Nope. No, he got out and jumped in the car, and they took off then.
Oh, and then you went after him, right?
Well, I went out and I wrote their license plate number down. And then I'm like, oh, I'm shot. So I drove myself over to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it. There's nothing but.
So you recovered pretty quickly. Is the bullet still lodged in your chest?
Yep, it hit the rib and went down. It's just laying in there in the fatty part.
Wow. Does it hurt?
No, it didn't hurt when it went in either.
Huh. Do you know who these kids are?
I don't. I've never seen the kids before or nothing. That's why I didn't answer the door.
Of course. Yeah, duh. So it didn't take long for the police to apprehend them. How did that happen?
Well, when I got in the car and came, you know, I was going to the hospital in Hazen. But I can't make it to Hazen, so my wife's here in Beulah, so I'm coming into Beulah. And then I run in one of the young ladies that's a police officer in town here. I got her stopped, and I told her, I think I've been shot. And then they called the ambulance. When they loaded me on the ambulance to go to Hayes, and I was on 200, the Mercer County Sheriff was going back towards Golden Valley. And that other guy that got shot was coming to Hayes into the hospital. So they got him right there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So you had a chance to, did you see him then?
No.
Oh, you didn't see him at all?
I really didn't. You know, I seen him when they were out in the car and stuff, but like when he was coming over, I didn't see him.
Hmm. Did they get the other two?
Not that I know of. They
have. Oh, so they don't have the other two yet.
Nope.
Huh. So they're still looking for him, I guess.
Yes. Yep, they are.
So how are you feeling today?
Good.
And now, how does Connie, I did get a chance to say hello to Connie. She must have been pretty scared of what happened.
Well, yeah, it shook her up, I think, more than actually it did me.
But
it shook a lot of people up in Golden Valley.
I bet. How big is Golden Valley?
Oh, man, if there's 150 people, we're lucky.
Where is it in the state, for those who don't know?
Well, it's just west of Beulah, about 15 miles.
And where's Beulah?
Off interstate, it's off, would be north. And west of Bismarck.
North and west of Bismarck.
About 90 miles.
You know, being in the floral business as you are, Jeff, this must not be anything, any sort of thing you would ever have expected to be involved in, a shootout in your hometown.
No, that's why I had that little .22 there. I thought I'd just scare them, you know, and they'd take off running. I was wrong.
You know, people who live in rural areas are very susceptible to such activities. It happens in big cities too, but do you think you might take extra precautions in the future?
Well, we do. We lock all the doors and everything now. I got a bigger gun.
You already got a bigger gun?
I got a bigger gun already. Yes, I do.
And so that front door was unlocked. Is that correct?
Yeah, we never locked a door when we're
you
home.
You never lock your doors when you're home. Well. Did you lock it before he came up, or he just walked right in?
No, he just walked right in.
But, you know, he didn't. I think I read that he pounded on the door quite heavily, which is nothing that you would want to respond to anyway, unless it was a cop knocking on the door to get you out or a fireman.
Well, that's what I said. I don't know these guys. They're driving a car, so they can't be in a bind.
Did they have North Dakota license plates?
Yep, they did.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you'll get them, man. Boy, well, I tell you, you're a brave cookie.
I don't want to be a brave cookie.
What's the name of your business again there in Beulah?
It's the Bloomin' House.
The Bloomin' House.
How long have you had that flower shop with your wife, Connie?
She's had it for 35 years.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow. So I imagine if you've been busy today, people coming over to maybe you to talk to you about it?
Yeah, yesterday was real bad.
Yeah?
Well.
Have you had media calls yet?
Yeah, well, you know, like the Tribune and stuff.
Bismarck Tribune?
Yeah.
Sure.
In fact, I think it's on the front page of today's Tribune.
As a matter of fact, it is.
That's where we found you, buddy.
Yeah, that's how we found you. We tracked you down.
Well, I'm glad you're well.
Jeff Gagelman, thank you so much. And please thank Connie for us. And I know she said that this was an honest-to-God miracle. That's what Connie said.
Pretty much so.
Well, thank goodness you're still around to tell the story, Jeff.
By the way, also, Jeff, thank you for telling the story. And we've recorded this. And before 2 o'clock, this conversation will be podcast on KFGO.com. If you're acquainted with computers, you know what that is. If not, find a young person, and they'll tell you what a podcast is, and then you can share it with your friends, okay?
All right, I will do that.
Hey, Jeff, good to know you. I left a couple of messages at your house. That was me, okay? You don't have to call me back unless you want to chat or have a cup of coffee or if you need, you know, any emotional, you know, support through all of it. I'm here for you, man.
All right.
Good for you, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.